This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting concluded this evening for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling was held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Over 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. A total of 904 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangana Ranaut, Congress leaders Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. Our correspondent Bhupender now joins us for more updates. Last phase of polling over. Bhupender, how was the overall polling today?
Yeah, well, so voting process in the seventh and final phase culminated peacefully across the 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across seven states and one union territory. If we look at the polling percentage in this phase, 58.34% voter turnout has been recorded so far. Voter turnout is likely to increase as many voters are still in the queue to cast their votes. Despite the scorching heat, voters came out from their homes to participate in the biggest festival of democracy. Culmination of the seventh phase marks a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on 19th of April. Now all eyes are on the 4th June when the fate of political leaders will be determined. Meanwhile, after the end of the polling, claims and counterclaims have started between the ruling and opposition parties. India Alliance leaders met in New Delhi today to chalk out their strategies ahead of the counting day. After the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge expressed confidence that India Alliance will get 295 plus seats. However, BJP President JP Nadda claimed that India will emerge victorious by getting 400 plus seats. Back to you, Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Bhupender, for those details. Polling was also held for remaining 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the fourth phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for six constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and one seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal also took place. This phase marks a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April. Anticipation now mounts for the momentous day of reckoning when the fate of political leaders will be determined. Preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections on Tuesday. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes for Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. The term of the two assemblies is ending on the 2nd of June. Assembly and Lok Sabha elections in the two northeastern states were held simultaneously on the 19th of April. BJP President JP Nadda today expressed confidence that his party will get over 370 Lok Sabha seats and NDA will emerge victorious on over 400 seats in these general elections. He told media that people of the country will reject the politics based on appeasement, nepotism and corruption in these elections and favour the idea of an empowered, developed and self-reliant India. Ahead of counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls on Tuesday, the opposition INDI alliance is holding a meeting in New Delhi to chalk out their future strategy. The meeting is being held at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence. Prominent leaders of INDI alliance, including senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, NCP, SCP leader Sharad Pawar, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, General Secretary Sitaram Yechury and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav are attending the meeting. However, TMC and PDP have skipped the meeting. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged Hamas to accept a new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza. The three-part proposal would begin with a six-week ceasefire in which the Israeli Defense Forces would withdraw from populated areas of Gaza. There would also be a surge of humanitarian aid in exchange of some hostages for Palestinian prisoners. The deal would eventually lead to a permanent cessation of hostilities and a major reconstruction plan for Gaza. In javelin throw, India's Deepi Manu clinched the gold medal at the Taiwan Athletics Open 2024 with the best effort of 81.58 meters in Taiwan today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.